Hey, Crashers. A friend of ours, Morty, got in a pretty severe accident a couple of weeks ago and is in need of some help to pay for their medical bills and their future treatments. I'm posting the link in our description for the show this week to their GoFundMe, and any help would be much appreciated. Thank you.
The last page just says Krusty the Clown.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Eli.
And I am Ian.
And this is Conspiracy Crashers. Today we're talking about the clown panic of 2016. There's a clownspiracy about it. No?
Okay.
God, I hate myself. I like pre-planned that joke. I wrote it in here.
Oh, good, good. Glad to know that was one of our scripted lines. Okay.
I was really, okay, listen, I came up with the pun while I was taking notes and literally, like, typed it in all caps and, like, bolded it and underlined it. And, like, I was like, this is my most important note. But we're talking about the conspiracy theory that all of the clown sightings in 2016 was due to a publicity stunt from the marketing team of Stephen King's It.
Okay. So we're talking about what would essentially be a global conspiracy.
Yep.
Because it's not like this was like just, you know, within one particular location. We're talking, you know, over 20 different countries worldwide.
And the states in the U.S. that it happened in were Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Arkansas, Missouri, Louisiana, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. Interesting that it never hit California.
I find it impossible to believe that California didn't have a clown scare of its own.
Right. I'm like, that makes no sense to me, because also, like, California is the film hub, which almost, like, to me, I'm like, okay, so it wasn't a marketing stunt if nothing happened in California.
That alone is a big question. Like, of all the places for the publicity stunt not to happen,
California.
Hollywood.
Yeah. Like, you would, yeah, I would, like, picture it going down, like, Hollywood Boulevard, not middle of nowhere Kentucky.
But, you know, so there's actually something I can talk about later which might help to sort of lend some credibility to this kind of idea. But I feel like before we do that, we should get a little more of a, like, narrow scope on what the actual details and facts are regarding this theory.
Basically, this whole thing revolves around two scenarios. And the first scenario is that it was a group of people dressed up as clowns preying on children, okay, which is lovely to think about. Exactly what we all want to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second one is that evil clowns are people who dress up as scary clowns for fun to freak people out, and they strayed outside of their usual territory and were wandering the streets. So both of those seem kind of like something that's, like, feasible. Like, people sure. who want to freak people out, cool, that happens. And then people wanting to hurt children, that happens.
Yeah.
But the clown thing just exacerbates the problem, the scenario itself. There wasn't very often evidence that the clowns were ever even there. So that makes things a little harder. And I think, I mean, it just caused a lot of paranoia, because it went from, like, the Green Bay incident with Gags the Clown scaring everyone on the street, but he was just kind of standing there looking creepy.
Yeah.
And the cops got called on him a lot, and it ended up being a marketing stunt. But from there, it kind of just really increased everything. And, like, there were more and more almost copycats doing
it. Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, they weren't